Buddhism's shift from Indian cradle to Eastern embrace. The story of Buddhism is one of profound transformation, a spiritual current that began its journey in the fertile plains of ancient India, flowed across vast landscapes, and finally settled in the rich cultural soil of East Asia. Born from the teachings of Siddhartha Gautama, the Buddha in the 6th century BCE, Buddhism offered a path to enlightenment, a way to escape the cycle of suffering, samsara, through the Eightfold Path. For centuries, it thrived in India, influencing philosophy, art, and social structures. Great monasteries like Nalanda became centers of learning, attracting scholars from across the known world. Yet, as the centuries turned, a curious phenomenon began to unfold. While Buddhism's roots in India started to wither, its branches stretched ever wider, taking hold and flourishing in cultures as diverse as China, Japan, and Tibet. What caused this remarkable divergence? The answer lies not in a single event, but in a complex interplay of historical, social, and political forces. The Indian Crucible, a fading flame. By the 7th century CE, Buddhism in India faced mounting challenges. The resurgence of Hinduism, with its deep philosophical roots and powerful devotional traditions, began to reclaim its spiritual territory. The Bhakti movement, emphasizing personal devotion to deities like Vishnu and Shiva, resonated deeply with the populace. Furthermore, the intricate caste system, which Buddhism had initially sought to transcend, reasserted its influence, creating social barriers that the monastic orders struggled to overcome. The rise of powerful Hindu dynasties such as the Gupta and Pala empires also played a significant role. While some rulers patronized Buddhism, others favored Hinduism, leading to a shift in state support and patronage. The devastating invasions by Turkic and Afghan forces in the 11th and 12th centuries delivered a final blow. Monasteries were destroyed, libraries burned, and scholars scattered. This period of turmoil effectively dismantled the organized structure of Buddhism in its homeland, leaving only scattered remnants. The Eastern embrace, a fertile ground. Meanwhile, across the Himalayas and through the Silk Road, Buddhism was encountering new civilizations, each ready to adapt and transform it. China, Buddhism first arrived in China via the Silk Road around the 1st century CE. Initially, it faced skepticism, with some viewing its foreign origins and monastic lifestyle as contrary to Confucian ideals of family and social duty. However, Buddhism's adaptability proved remarkable. Chinese monks translated scriptures into vernacular languages, syncretized Buddhist concepts with existing Taoist and Confucian beliefs, and developed distinct schools like Chan, Zen, and Pure Land Buddhism. The period of disunity following the fall of the Han Dynasty, 220 CE, provided fertile ground for Buddhism. In times of social upheaval and political instability, Buddhist teachings offered solace, a moral framework, and a promise of a better rebirth. Later dynasties, like the Tang, initially patronized Buddhism, leading to a golden age of translation and philosophical development. Despite periods of persecution, such as the great anti-Buddhist persecution under Emperor Wuzong in the 9th century, Buddhism had become too deeply ingrained in Chinese culture to be eradicated. Japan, introduced to Japan in the 6th century CE, Buddhism arrived alongside Chinese writing, art, and political systems. It initially found favor with the imperial court and aristocracy, leading to the construction of magnificent temples like Horyuji. Japanese Buddhism further diversified, giving rise to unique schools such as Zen, Pure Land, and Nichiren Buddhism, each catering to different spiritual needs and aesthetic sensibilities. Zen, in particular with its emphasis on meditation, mindfulness, and simplicity, deeply influenced Japanese arts, martial arts, and samurai culture. Tibet, the transmission of Buddhism to Tibet beginning in the 7th century CE, was a deliberate and systematic undertaking. Tibetan rulers actively invited Indian Buddhist masters and scholars, sponsored the translation of scriptures into Tibetan, and established a distinct monastic system. Tibetan Buddhism, or Vajrayana, preserved many Mahayana teachings that were later lost in India. It developed unique philosophical schools, elaborate ritual practices, and a complex pantheon of deities, all deeply interwoven with Tibetan culture and identity. The lineage system of Tibetan lamas, particularly the Dalai Lamas, played a crucial role in preserving and transmitting these traditions through centuries of political and social change. Why the divergence? Several factors explain Buddhism's contrasting fates. Firstly, patronage and political support varied significantly. While Indian rulers eventually shifted their allegiance to Hinduism, rulers in China, Japan, and Tibet often saw Buddhism as a valuable tool for consolidating power, fostering cultural unity, and enhancing their prestige. Secondly, cultural adaptability was key. Buddhism did not arrive in East Asia as a rigid, unchangeable doctrine. It was transmitted through monks and scholars who were adept at translation and interpretation, willing to integrate local customs and beliefs. This flexibility allowed Buddhism to resonate with the existing spiritual and philosophical landscapes of these regions. Thirdly, the socio-political context of each region played a role. In times of instability, Buddhism offered a consistent ethical framework and a promise of ultimate liberation. Its monastic institutions also provided a sanctuary for learning and spiritual practice when secular institutions faltered. The journey of Buddhism from India is a testament to the enduring power of ideas and the remarkable capacity of human cultures to adapt, transform, and integrate them. While its birthplace saw its influence wane, its light shone brighter than ever in the East, illuminating new paths and shaping civilizations for millennia to come.